This is the seventh consecutive session that lawmakers have tried to pass the amendment. This time, Treasurer Matt Adamczyk says he's made the plan more attractive by trimming the office's duties to just one and cutting all of its staff.
Because the duties of the treasurer have been moved to more efficient agencies, this is an office that is simply no longer needed. I hope to be the last state treasurer in Wisconsin.
But a county clerk and county treasurer who testified at a hearing on the amendment today opposed the move. They fear it will create a slippery slope that will lead to local governments eliminating their elected treasurers and clerks. The amendment must pass both houses of the legislature in two consecutive years and then be approved by voters in a statewide referendum. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.